Today at the Sago mine in West Virginia, authorities drilled holes to let the deadly gases escape. That will allow investigators to enter the mine to try to find out what caused the explosion earlier this week. 12 miners died when they were trapped inside. It may be several days before people can go back in. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration, known as MSHA, began its formal investigation yesterday. In a statement, the agency said the probe's purpose is to determine what caused the explosion and whether any safety and health standards were violated. Mark Savitt has experience with such investigations. He was the chief mine investigator for MSHA's predecessor in the 1970s and is now an attorney specializing in mining issues. Savitt describes a forensic process familiar to any viewer of TV crime shows.
The first issue is to do very good, careful physical evidence observation, notation, and collection. The next thing you would do is to try and get all of the data you could from the past operation of the mine. You could see there'll be some charts that show how the fan operated.
Kathy Snyder was director of public information for MSHA during the Clinton administration. She says one thing investigators will be looking at is the pattern of destruction.
The ventilation controls that may have been destroyed and the nature of that destruction. Signs of fire or flame and evidence like this will help them to pinpoint the source of the ignition. What spark was it that touched off the explosion?
Ignition of methane gas or possibly coal dust is the most likely source of the blast. Former mine investigator Savitt says authorities will be looking at a number of possibilities for the spark.
Faulty electrical, I've heard this discussion of lightning in some pipe that reaches from the surface into some gas-laden area of the underground. Even rocks falling in the mine can hit each other and cause a spark.
MSHA has named mine inspectors from outside of West Virginia to conduct the investigation. It's part of the agency's standard procedure designed to counter criticism that an agency that regulates mines should not also be investigating mine accidents. But Snyder says the agency should answer questions about its performance and whether it has the tools to properly oversee mines. The Sago mine, with a record of many small and a handful of serious safety violations in the past year, appears problematic.
I suspect that we're going to be facing questions like, does MSHA have enough tools? Did they, in fact, struggle to get compliance at this mine? And if they were having trouble, what prevented the compliance tools from working?
The investigation process will be conducted behind closed doors for the most part. Snyder says MSHA used to be slightly more open, for instance, releasing transcripts of interviews and documents before issuing a final report, but she says that process stopped with the Bush administration. Snyder says investigators of this accident will also have a special challenge restoring trust after the erroneous report that 12 miners had been found alive.
Trust is a very important commodity for investigators who are trying to get at the truth. You need the trust of the people who are going to be cooperating with you and giving their information. And it really has to be earned and it has to be kept.
The investigation into the Sago mine tragedy is likely to take months to complete and could result in civil and possibly criminal charges against the mine's operators. In addition, several relatives of the miners killed in the blast have already indicated they're considering taking legal action of their own. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.